A local anti-racism organization was taking action on the ongoing conflict between Israel and Gaza with a letter-writing campaign at the library in Williams Lake. Caribou Chilcotin Collaborative for Anti-Racism and Reconciliation Engagement, CCCARE, was inspired to host the campaign after holding a vigil in November of 2023. So on April 2, the group invited people to come and sign letters to MP Todd Doherty, local federal representative, and a member of the Israel-Canada Interparliamentary Group. CCCARE members researched possible ways to show support and take action, and based on the suggestions from humanitarian groups, the letter writing was determined as an accessible way for people to get involved. Those in support of actions to end the conflict had their choice of three letters to sign, with most who came by signing all three, said organizers. Physical letters instead of emails were chosen as a more accessible way, which would be harder for Doherty to ignore, and also as a way to build community around the concern for civilians impacted by the conflict. Hopefully it makes an impact, said Catalin Duquette, one of the organizers. While not born in Palestine, Robert Fahoun was grateful for the opportunity to come and support the initiative. Fahoun said he had been to two protests in Vancouver since the conflict began. Being Palestinian has always been a big part of my identity, he said. Relatives in the region now live in Israel, thankfully outside of the conflict zone. He said having an opportunity to take action was heartwarming. It felt supportive, he said. One of the pre-written letters called for an end to the sale of arms to Israel. Another letter requested Doherty resign from the Canada-Israel Interparliamentary Group, and said the existence of the group renders the Canadian government complicit in the genocide of Palestinians. The third letter called for an end to West Bank settlement expansion and acts of violence associated with this expansion. Read more: Chiefs call for Quesnel Mayor Ron Paul's resignation. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial and national news offered at the Williams Lake Tribune. Sign up for our free newsletter here.